We pray, Lord, reveal your truth to us. Help us to reveal your truth to others. Amen. The eyes of the Lord are in every place. What's your initial reaction to those words? Is it a reaction of happiness? A reaction of sadness? Reaction of fear? Let's hear the whole passage. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, keeping watch on the evil and the good. Now, it's almost impossible for us to imagine the eyes of the Lord being in every place. What pops into my head right away is that there must be millions and millions of eyes, each one looking here, there, everywhere. But that's not what it says. It's the eyes. And you can think of God as having two eyes. Those two eyes are in every place. It's not many different eyes. It's not as though part of God is here and part of God is there. It's all of God everywhere, seeing everything. Now that should cause us to marvel, to stand in awe of this exalted God that we have. Paul writes, "Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgment and his ways past finding out. For of him and through him and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever and ever." Now, although our puny brains cannot fathom the immensity, the awesome majesty of our God, we can't understand certain things about him. His omnipotence, his omniscience, omnipresence, his goodness, his kindness, his faithfulness, his compassion, love and grace, mercy, righteousness, justice, and so forth and so on. Concerning these things, we can only sit and wonder. And this is especially true since each characteristic has an impact on your life and on mine. And today we consider the truth that God can see everything, everywhere, all the time. And what is it that he is seeing? Our passage says he's keeping watch on the evil and the good. So what God is seeing is being evaluated in terms of evil and good. So what's he seeing on this campus as the days go by? Evil or good? How about in Australia right now? In France? How about in Japan? In Togo? In Nepal, in Brazil, on the North Pole, on the South Pole, what does he see? And for that matter, how does God measure the evil and the good? Well, he is his own measurement. For he says, "You shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy." And he shows us what holiness is. We see it in the Bible. Consider all the people in all those places I mentioned. Are their thoughts, their words, their deeds measuring up to God's standard of holiness? And how about here on campus? Are your deeds and mine measuring up to God's standard? From hour to hour and day to day, we recognize that evil does invade our lives. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, wickedness, deceit, lewdness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. Such evils arise from the ever evil old Adam within us. They affect our thoughts, our words, our actions. God's word, which you are learning right here at this school, measures and condemns evil. Now, at the opposite end of the spectrum is the good that God sees arising from the ever good new man within us. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. God sees everything, everywhere, all the time. And what do you see? How do you evaluate your personal life according to God's standards? After finishing writing this chapel, I heard about students who are violating clothing guidelines, using cell phones during class, lying to teachers, and thinking that they're going to get away with it. The eyes of the Lord are everywhere. Nobody gets away with anything. God sees it all. When is the last time you took out your catechism, looked at the Ten Commandments, and measured your behavior according to them? If you do that, you'll surely find out that you've broken every one of those commandments. Okay, what are we going to do about it? How can we get rid of the evil in our lives so that the only thing that remains is good? Well, we can't. But God can. Yes, there is a change in the way God sees us when his eyes look everywhere. It comes to us through Jesus Christ, that change. Jesus created the change that takes all the evils out of our lives, and he did that by taking those evils upon himself, by paying the full price for them, by bearing the full wrath of God. Moreover, by doing only good throughout his life, Christ accumulated righteousness, a righteousness which now covers us. So do you feel guilty this morning? Turn to Jesus in repentance, seeking forgiveness. And truly he gives it through his word, his sacraments, the absolution pronounced by his servants. And even now I can tell you, your sins are forgiven. So it is that the evil is washed away. And when the eyes of God are upon you, he sees only Christ's righteousness. Because of this, we are assured that the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. So our text may be frightening to many, but to those who place their hope and confidence in Christ, it is not frightening. For we know that because of Jesus, God sees only holiness and righteousness when he sees us. And we sing of this in hymn 371, verse 1 and verse 6.
Jesus, I bless.